More than 4,700 notices to quit were served to tenants in the first 3 months of the year, according to the latest figures published by the Residential Tenancies Board. More than half of these were because the landlord intended to sell the property. Last month, the numbers in need of emergency accommodation reached record levels. Yesterday, the Taoiseach told the Dáil that the government wanted to, in his words, repower the tenant in situ scheme, which allows local authorities to buy the homes of people facing eviction. Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson Eoin O'Brien is with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
You want the eviction ban to be reintroduced. The government has repeatedly ruled that out. So what's the alternative?
Well, first of all, the figures from the Residential Tenancies Board yesterday are deeply disturbing. Excuse me. Because what they show is, in addition to the almost 10,000 eviction notices issued in the second half of last year, we have another almost 5,000. And the majority of those notices are going to fall due in August, September and October. So we're going to have a very, very difficult series of months, both in terms of the people who themselves have the eviction notices, but also in terms of homeless services. Yesterday, when these figures from the Residential Tenancies Board were launched, we actually had the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive, Threshold and the Simon Communities in front of the Oireachtas Housing Committee telling us that their services were almost full to capacity, that there was a collapse in exits from homelessness and a very significant increase in presentations.
So as you say then, there is an immediate issue. Given that the government has ruled out reintroducing the eviction ban, how should that immediate issue be tackled?
So we've always said that the reintroduction of the ban on evictions would only create a breathing space. And in fact, it was the other emergency measures that we've been calling on government to take for almost a year now that they really need to do. With respect to tenant in situ, finally, the scheme is up and running far too late, but at least it's there. But we're only seeing some hundreds of applications at a time when, over the last year and a half, 10,000 eviction notices have been issued purely on the grounds of sale. Local authorities don't have enough staff to process those applications more quickly, and we'd like to see the department provide that additional staff.
We also do you think that was signalled yesterday by the Taoiseach when he talked about repowering the scheme?
Absolutely not. In fact, the Taoiseach seems to misunderstand the value of that scheme, and what we have been saying for quite some time is there needs to be greater focus in terms of advertising it, making landlords and tenants aware of it, and processing the applications quickly. But equally, if not more important, is the need for government to use emergency planning and procurement powers, targeting both new building technologies and vacant homes, to bring on stream over the next 12 months at least 2,000 additional social and affordable homes above their existing targets. We've been calling for that for almost a year. There's no indication government is going to do that. And what that means is, month on month, we're going to see more presentations of single people, pensioners and families with children into emergency accommodation, and emergency accommodation at greater capacity. So what we haven't actually heard from government is the specific emergency measures they're going to take, despite the fact that all of the homeless sector and most of us in opposition have been setting out in quite some detail what that emergency package of measures would look like.
Going back to the tenant in situ scheme for a moment, Dublin City Council, I know, has said that the number of homes that can be bought for social housing under its allocation, that that's close to being met. So that's obviously a sign that the scheme is working. Should those targets, should they be pushed out still further?
Well, first of all, Dublin City Council has actually only purchased 18 homes under the Tenant in Situ programme. They've almost 400 in the process, but they haven't been purchased yet. In my own local authority, almost 200 have been offered by landlords. 10%, 18% of those have been refused. A very small number have been purchased. So at this point in time, it's first of all not clear how many are going to be bought.
There are, though, more in the pipeline. That's what the local authorities are saying.
There are just under 400 in the pipeline in Dublin City, just under 200 in South Dublin. Across the country, we don't have figures for yet. Now, I would like to see all of those homes bought, subject to condition and value for money. But absolutely, given that since January of last year until the end of the first quarter of this year, 10,000 eviction notices have been issued solely on sale. We need to see much more than the current targeted amount. But that means that we need to have staff in the local authorities. I'm hearing from landlords that they're fearing it's going to take 6 months plus to process a tenant in situ application. That's too long. And there are some local authorities, I suspect, are not taking as energetic an approach to the scheme than, say, Dublin City Council is.
And so, why do you believe that is?
When this scheme was first introduced by Dublin City Council in 2018, it was a really good innovation. But many local authorities didn't take to the scheme. When it was reopened in April of last year, we asked Dara O'Brien at that point to make it very, very clear what he wanted local authorities to do. He didn't do that until April of this year. So some local authorities are just catching up with the programme.
Right.
We need far greater instruction from central government to local authorities in terms of how they should operate the scheme, when they should operate the scheme, and much more ambitious targets.
Eoin O'Brien, thank you for being with us this morning.